السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, and I believe today we also have Channel Islam listeners. At such a short notice you gathered here, it is a sign of your love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As I arrived at the airport in Johannesburg, I started receiving SMSs: welcome back to South Africa, will there be a program tonight? Alhamdulillah, it shows that there is a desire to listen to Allah Ta'ala's kalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's message, and something related to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. That is a sign of iman. We may be insincere, there may be no ikhlas in me, but whoever is requesting it, it shows great ikhlas in that person. So even if one person is from the mukhlisin, then how can we refuse, even if it means that we have to take that little in any case, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is only His fazal, His kindness, His ihsan, His favor that He takes to those mubarak lands. It is not a status symbol. I've been repeatedly mentioning this. It is not some kind of a status symbol that you add on one more feather to your cap, that I made one more umrah, one more hajj. I will repeat those very things which I have mentioned many, many times with regards to those mubarak lands, that when we return from those places, it is not what we brought in our bags. In our bags, what we bring is that which is manufactured in Japan, in China, in America, in Europe, or in Asia, or some other part of the world. Most of the things that we bring from there, in the bags, they are manufactured in different parts of the world. Very little is from there. The tabarruk of Madina Tayyiba is the khajur, and the tabarruk of Makkah Mukarrama is zamzam, besides all the other tabarrukat. But these are also not the real mal. I have mentioned repeatedly, and I will go on repeating, that the real mal of Madina Sharif is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we return, people want to know, what did you bring? Children want to know, what did you bring? So there's nothing wrong, a little bit of hadiyah tohfa for some family members, friends, that is permissible. But that is what we bring in the bag. But the real mal of Madina Sharif is what we bring in our hearts. The akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When we stand there, the Rauza Mubarak, it's not just Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza Mubarak that we are standing at. It is a message. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Mere mention of the name of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a message of life, how we should conduct ourselves in this worldly sojourn. so that we may be beneficiaries both in this world and in the akhirat. It's not that we will only get Jannat in the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala's promises are even in this world for the believers. Allah Ta'ala showed it in the time of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in. They went through tests and trials. They took the pain on their hearts. They made the mujahadat. And see how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala put the empires at their feet. So Allah Ta'ala gives in this world too, and He gives in the akhirat too. And in this world, even if the person does not get material wealth, because that is the only thing we consider as wealth, Allah Ta'ala gives sukoon in the heart, He gives contentment, He gives satisfaction, He gives tawakkul, He gives yaqeen, He gives istiqamat on deen. Now all these are the things that the person gets in obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore that is the maal of Madina Sharif, generosity of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, His kindness, His compassion, His mercy. Now we cannot even forgive our brothers whilst they in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. Even our brothers we cannot forgive. We take the same daggers in our hearts and we go there and we come back with the same. There are different parties. There's nothing wrong in trying to resolve a dispute. There can be problems in families, there can be problems in the society, there can be problems between individuals. So it should be resolved in the Islamic manner. Both parties can forward their arguments. Both parties can seek justice. Then whoever is just and fair, if the judgment is given in his favor, if the person was fair, he was honest, he was speaking the truth, and the judgment was given in his favor, then he must make shukar of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then shake hands with his brother, with his uncle, with his grandfather, or with his father, or whoever he has had a dispute, or with his brother, and say, well, alhamdulillah, the judgment has been given. And then there are so many qissas, but I'm not going in that direction now. But what I am saying is that we will go with the same baggage there to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. Our hearts are like dirt bins and garbage bags, filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. And we see it in our actions, even in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. And then we come back with the same dirty hearts. So then what have we really achieved? So it's not just a status symbol. There we have to go for the purification of this heart. So the maal of Madina Sharif is the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his honesty, his truthfulness, his compassion, his mercy, his kindness, his justice. If we have brought that back from there, millions of people are coming there, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba, millions of people. Now in fact it is like a promotion of tours now. And that is what is happening, it's becoming tourism. And that was a prediction of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in tourism what happens is that we see tourist sites, tourist attractions, and we return. That's tourism. Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba was not for tourism. We had to take lessons from there, take lessons from the Uhud, take lessons from the Battle of Trench, take lessons from Fatah Makkah, take lessons from the Battle of Badr, Sulh Hudaybiyah. Look at the sacrifices of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Every inch of ground there tells us a story. That prediction of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the mafhum and the gist of which was that what would be your condition? Or he said that, do you see what I see? Because he climbed on a small hillock and then asked them. He said, no, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is it that you see? He said, I can see the fitnas pouring over your roofs, like how rain falls. Can see fitnas pouring into your homes, like how rain falls on the roofs. So I've explained this. There are different explanations that are given. Different fitnas came. But at present, if we have to look at the situation in the hotels, in the foyers, and in the bazaars, and in the malls, and in the shopping complexes, person forgets that he's in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. What kind of pictures are seen in those hotel televisions which are provided. They say if you establish or you build a hotel there or you take over a hotel and you say that our hotel will not have any kind of TV in the rooms, then you don't get people wanting to take those rooms. So fitnas are pouring. And those were the places where the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majmain stayed. Those were the places. Where else did they stay? Their homes were in those same areas, those same places. And we don't know which gullies Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions walked through there. So it is not tourism business. There it is for the purification of the soul. And also if we look at Makkah Mukarrama, now there's so much, now there is a different subject if you have to talk on the virtues of Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba, but because I have returned from there with Allah Ta'ala's fazal and you want to listen to something. So I repeat the same things, nothing new. If only we can take these lessons for those who have been there and those who inshallah will get an opportunity of going there. They take Ka'batullah Sharif. And this example Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put into my heart, and alhamdulillah it became very maqbool, lots of them are quoting it. I said that we have a beautiful example of the washing machine. Then what is the washing machine? In the washing machine, what do we put? Do we put clean clothes inside there? Ironed clothes. Clothes which have got no dust and dirt, we take them and put in the washing machine, or do we put dirty clothes? So in the washing machine, that's what we do, we put dirty clothes inside there. Some are very, very dirty. They need extra detergent, an extra spin. And some are not so dirty, but we put dirty clothes into the washing machine. He said, if you have to go onto the first floor and watch after Maghrib Salat, when the whole Haram Sharif is full, and the people are making tawaf, and it's all Hajj time, or any time when the whole circle is full, then it clearly gives the picture of a washing machine where the wheel or the drum is rotating, going round and round, round and round. All the hujjaj or the people making umrah, they're going round and round. So I said, in our washing machines, we put dirty clothes, we put the detergent, and then we press the button, and then the drum starts rotating. It goes round and round, then there is a spin, then the clothes come out, all the dirt is extracted, then they are clean. Thereafter, we stretch it, press it, and iron it. And we say, now the person is wearing very, very good, clean, shining clothes. So in our washing machines, we put our dirty clothes inside. And there, when we go into the tawaf, we must picture ourselves putting our dirty hearts into that washing machine. At the Hajre Aswad, we are pressing the button. So therefore, that Hajre Aswad is a touchstone. This too, I have mentioned many times, that people who take it as a big joke, fight, push, bump, and say, I kissed the Hajre Aswad so many times, I pushed the person, I didn't care. This is a touchstone. If the person, after kissing the Hajre Aswad, or making his tilam, pointing his hands towards it, but if after that he does not make sincere tawbah, then his sins will be exposed very, very quickly. Lots of people, their sins were concealed. They were womanizers, they were drug addicts, they were taking interest, they were gambling. But Allah Ta'ala concealed those sins. Many people did not know about it. Their wives did not know about it. But if they did not make sincere tawbah after touching the Hajre Aswad, then believe me, upon the return, the person will not be able to conceal his weaknesses very long. It will get exposed. People will come to know. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala exposes it. That is what Hajre Aswad is. It's not a joke. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not kiss it for no reason. It's a stone of Jannat. So when the person is going there, he is putting his dirty heart into that washing machine. And when he's going round and round, then at that time he's reading Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Or he's reading some Quran Sharif. Or he's making some other zikr. Or he's making duas. Now all that is extracting that dirt, then from Rukne Yamani to Hajre Aswad. Now at Rukne Yamani, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala places 70,000 angels to say Ameen on our duas. One angel was sufficient. Now what a clear indication that Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. He loves His creation. He does not want to send us to Jahannam. Allah hasn't created Jahannam just so that He may put all of us inside there. He's got Jannat for us. Why has he got all those ni'mats in Jannat? 70,000 angels to say Ameen on the dua. Now we say we don't see those angels, so we don't believe in anything we don't see. So I was giving them an example there. I said if 1 million people just now from South Africa telephone somebody on this side, so what is going to happen? The 1 million people on this side, within seconds they will receive a message on their cell phone. Now something traveled from this end to that end. We all believe in wireless technology. And how many messages went? Look at Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat and power, but nothing clashed. Yours went on to your phone, his went on to his phone, and millions of people received the messages within seconds. So that message traveled over different lands, different countries, different people's heads, and then it reached that side. Nobody saw it in the air traveling. Even at this very moment, things are traveling over us. We are not seeing it. So why don't we believe in the angels that they are saying Ameen? Or the angels that carry the durood and salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza Mubarak. So with these duas, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an nar. The person is reading between Rukne Yamani and Hajar Aswad. Now this is all extracting that dirt, extracting that dirt. Then there is a seventh round, that's a final spin. Then after that he goes to the multazam, he stretches his hands and then cries it out there again, the multazam. And then he drinks zamzam again and makes dua. So he comes out pak from there, clean from there, purified. No sins are left. So now that is where we come and we put a full stop. That when we say no sins are left, so the person says, well now finish, why must I worry now? What it means is that now when you return, then if it was rights of people that you had trampled upon, then return those. Ask them for forgiveness. If there are monies that were due to people, owing to people, ask them for time or ask them for forgiveness. It doesn't mean that now the sin got maafed or finished. You don't owe anybody anything. The injustices that were done, ask those people for forgiveness. How will we know that the person's clothes are clean? The other people will tell us that, MashaAllah, you are wearing very clean clothes. So like that, when we come back, the people must say that this person went with a whole baggage of sins and very temperamental and speaking a lot of lies and doing great amount of injustice and committing a lot of theft and fraud and engaging in other kinds of sins and vices. But look at after his return, the person, what a reformation and change has come into his life. And that is what Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that I changed that poetry of Ghalib. Ghalib said, Tum kis muh se Kaaba jaoge? Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. With what face are you going to go to Kaaba Sharif? Oh Ghalib, don't you feel ashamed of what you have done in your life? So the Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib, Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that if we have to take this poetry, then it will create despair, because all of us are sinful. Now we will say, how can we go to the Kaaba Sharif? They say, main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. I will go with the same face to the Kaaba Sharif. I am not going to be concerned about sharm and shame. But what will I do there? Ro ro ke unko manaunga, apni bigri yun banaunga. I will cry at the Multazam, I will cry at the Muqam Ibrahim, I will cry under the Mizab-e Rahmat, because you are inside the Kaaba Sharif when you are under the Mizab-e Rahmat. Because every place there is for duas. When you enter the Kaaba Sharif, is for dua. And when you enter the Haram Sharif, there is the first gaze on the Kaaba Sharif, acceptance of dua. Mataf for dua, Muqam Ibrahim for dua, Multazam for dua, Hajr-e Aswad for dua, Safa Marwa for dua. Every place is for dua. So what does it mean? Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. So that is what it means, that we will put our dirty hearts there and then come out from there with clean hearts. Then it's worth the trip. Otherwise it is just unfortunately becoming, as I said, tourism. The bags are becoming weightier and weightier, but the hearts are becoming lighter and lighter of spiritual baggage. Madina Sharif is again a different world. And I can't help but read this very beautiful poetry of Behzad Lakhnavi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. Hum usi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. Hum usi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. That sukoon of Madina Sharif, that tranquility, that peace, that beautiful, beautiful atmosphere. Nothing but pouring noor. Now if we haven't got our transmitters right, we haven't got our receivers right, we won't pick up anything. I've stated this again many times, that at this very moment in time, as I sit here in this masjid, there are pictures here, there's music here, there's speeches here, there's all kinds of sounds here. But we don't pick up all that because we haven't got a television here, we don't have a radio here, so we don't pick it up. But if a person has to bring one television screen inside the masjid here, Allah forbid, and we must not get very shocked and surprised that these things don't happen. I receive letters to say that in our masjid, in one of the countries in Europe, said in our masjid there is a television. After the salat, the brothers go around the television and they watch football, cricket or some other games. So when this new Muslim inquired that how can it be permissible to watch TV in the masjid, so the response was that there are two areas in a masjid. One is the masjid proper and the other is the sehen. Like we got this masjid and that's the sehen. So we are not watching it in the masjid, we are watching it in the sehen. If the person said it is a mistake, it's an error, it's a sin, it's understandable. But justification of the sin again, that we are not watching it there, we are watching it there. So these things are happening. So there are pictures, there's music, there's everything, there's a lot of sounds. Now if the person puts on the radio, he'll pick up those sounds. He put on the TV, he'll pick up those pictures. Or our cell phones will pick it up. But it's there. So just like that, our hearts also, if the receivers are right, then it will pick up that noor of Madina Sharif. Then it will pick up those tajalliyat and the anwarat and the barakat of Madina Sharif, of Makkah Sharif. And if it is not right, then we will go to Niagara Falls, we'll go to Victoria Falls, and we'll come back with the pail and the bucket empty, empty. And when somebody will ask that, why is your bucket not full? Was there no water there? Said there was plenty of water. Then why is your bucket not full? How did you hold your bucket? He said, upside down. So will anything fill up inside? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us purified hearts. Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. Kham usi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi. Why did I come away from Madina Sharif? Qalb-e hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. These hearts which are restless, restless, where else will they find sukoon except in Madina Sharif? Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. We left our hearts there and we came away. Yaad aate hain humko wo shaam o sahar, wo sukoon-e-dil o jaan wo rooh o nazar. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جا وہ روح و نظر، یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا، ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی۔ یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جا وہ روح و نظر، یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا، ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی۔ Who can forget the morning and the evening of Madina Tayyiba? And that sukoon and that peace and that tranquility that the person gets. But as I repeatedly say, that is if the person is staying away from those shopping complexes and malls and all those other places of entertainment, and he goes to the shopping complexes to purchase the necessities of life, and if he wants to buy a few things for the family, then last one day or 2 days he goes and buys it. But this daily up and down trips, up and down trips, the moment the person meets Allahu Akbar, all what he has purchased comes into his heart and mind and head. When you make Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullah, then he's back dashing again to the bazaar. Then that person will not get any kafiyat, any sukoon, anything. Otherwise the noor is pouring there, it's pouring. Nobody can deny that, it's pouring. If we are not getting it, then we must blame ourselves. Ye unhi ka karam hai, unhi ki ata. Allah, Allah, waha ka durud o salam. Allah, Allah, waha ka sujood o qiyam. Allah, Allah, waha ka durud o salam. Allah, Allah, waha ka sujood o qiyam. Allah, Allah, waha ka wo kaife dawam. وہ صلاتِ سکون آفری رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہی رہ گئی، دل وہی رہ گیا جا وہی رہ گئی، ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی۔ اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام۔ I was saying to the brothers who were there, or the people that were attending the programs, I said they were even sitting in the Masjid Noor in Durban. Then from there we say, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جوم جائے۔ So from here we say, when will my tears bear fruit that we go again in the direction of Madina Sharif? And when the green dome comes before my gaze, keh ke salli ala jhum jaye. But when Allah Ta'ala gives it to us and it is right there, we are looking at it, unbelievable that we are right there, dirty, filthy people like us. We know where our dirty feet have walked. We know what our hands have touched. We know what our eyes have seen. We know what our ears have heard. We know what our tongues have spoken. We know what our minds have fantasized. And Allah Ta'ala, in spite of all that, is giving that opportunity to be right there at the Rauza Mubarak and read As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alaika Ya Rasulullah. Right there. So that is what it says, Allah Allah, waha ka durood o salam. Allah Allah, waha ka sujood o qiyam. Where can we get that anywhere else in the world?
Jis jaga sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, jis jaga har qadam unki rahmat mili, جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی، جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی.
The enjoyment of the sajdas in the Haram Sharif, the enjoyment of the sajdas in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the enjoyment of the tilawat, the enjoyment of the zikrullah, everything were left behind. We back again. The same fitnas of South Africa, the same fitnas of the outside world. Back again into the same quarrels, arguments, fights, court cases, murders, killings, rape, looting, arson. What else do we get in our country? What remained behind and what we left behind? جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی.
پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ و فتح قریب، ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب، برکتِ رحمتِ ساتھ چلنے لگی بے بسی زندگی کی یہی رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہی رہ گئی. زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر، زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر، کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر. اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی.
All my other desires have been fulfilled, but that one desire has not yet been fulfilled, and that is that Allah Ta'ala was blessed with death in Madina Tayyiba. So kash we did not return from there. Whereas you heard the other one,
tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshano mein hamara bhi koi chaman hota. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا.
May Allah تبارک و تعالی bless us all with the محبت of Allah and His Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Allah تعالی must give us the اخلاق of Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us the tawfiq to be obedient to him and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we become the recipients of his rahmat and mercy in this world and the akhirah. This is a majlis of zikr. We are not going into any lengthy bayan or anything. We'll have a little bit of zikrullah and make dua.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan-e-hu Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab-o-gil Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, uske naam ki gungate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, illallahu, 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 illallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah, oh my most caring Allah, my most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, you gave us the opportunity of visiting the Mubarak lands, of making Umrah, Tawaf, Ziyarat. My beloved Allah, we could not have gone there on the strength of our wealth, on the strength of our qualifications and degrees. We could not have gone there, my beloved Allah, on the strength of our health.
It is only you with your kindness, with your fazl and with your ihsan that you take there. Ya Allah, accept the tawaf, the ziyarat, the ibadat. We could not have done justice, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. My beloved Allah, but you took us to those Mubarak lands with your fazl and brought us back. Ya Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. You are the same Allah that is in Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Tayyiba. My beloved Allah, it is not possible for everybody to go to Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Tayyiba. There are so many people who cannot afford to go to those Mubarak lands, or for other reasons they cannot go there. But my beloved Allah, you have not deprived them also in this Mubarak. You are the same Allah that is in Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Tayyiba. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Day and night we have trampled upon the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Day and night we have disobeyed you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. My beloved Allah, day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight, ni'mat of hearing, speech, the great bounty of wealth, the great bounty of health. Ya Allah, how much of it we use for your disobedience. It is only your tolerance that you do not destroy us, that you do not seize us there and then when we commit sins. You could have seized us, my beloved Allah, there and then you could have destroyed us. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet. You could have caused the homes to collapse over our heads. But Ya Allah, how merciful you are. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. Mere Mawla, ay mere Rabbe Kareem, hum gande hai, na paak hai, na laiq hai. Hum siyakar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande wagar tere hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go, my Allah, whether we turn right or left, whether we go north or south, east or west, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. My beloved Allah, we cannot escape your sight and might. My beloved Allah, where can we go? There is no one for us besides you. Whatever we may be, my beloved Allah, but you are a Rahim and a Kareem Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Aaj raat mere Allah humare liye rahmat ke darwaze khol de. Open the doors of mercy for us. Open the floodgates of forgiveness for us. Make a decision of change for us. Ya Allah, make a decision of khair for us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not justifying our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. But there is no one for us besides you, my Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar tune nigahe rahmat fair li. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, and if you have to reject us, my Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us. There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us that we can beg. Oh my beloved Allah, we are therefore extending our begging bowls before you. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if they are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. Ya Allah, you have given man the science and the technology of computer chips. Ya Allah, just one press of the delete button and all the information on the computer chip can all disappear. Ya Allah, press the delete button over our sins. ہمارے گناہوں کے اوپر ڈیلیٹ بٹن دبا دے میرے اللہ، اے میرے اللہ، اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ، ہمارا بن جا، ہمیں اپنا بنا لے، میک از یورز اینڈ بیکم اورز، اف یو آر اورز ایوری تھنگ ول ورک ان اور فیور، دین ایوری تھنگ ول ورک ان اور فیور مائی اللہ، اف یو آر ناٹ اورز نتھنگ ول بی اورز، اور چلڈرن ول ناٹ بی دا کولنس آف اور آئیز، اور بزنسز ول ناٹ گیو از برکت، اور ہومز ول ناٹ گیو از کمفرٹ، اور لائف ول بی فلڈ ود ریسٹلیسنس، اینزائٹیز، وریز اینڈ پرابلمس، but if you are ours then we'll find peace and tranquility and happiness. Mere Allah hamara ban ja, become ours and make us yours. Distance us from nafs and shaitan, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ae mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri panah. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to destroy us. They want to see us suffer humiliation and disgrace and embarrassment and shame. My beloved Allah, you want to give us a life of happiness, contentment, peace and satisfaction. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Become ours and make us yours. My beloved Allah, bless us all with good health. There are so many people who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes and amongst us who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing wherever they may be, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all their ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We are spiritually sick also, my beloved Allah. Cure us from all our spiritual ailments. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of evil passions and desires. Mere Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-e siddiqeen. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat. Bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those, my beloved Allah, who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, righteous marriage partners. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are students and writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Those who are becoming alims at the Darul Ulooms, make them reach the completion. Make them alim ba amal. Ya Allah, those who are doing hifz of the Quran Sharif, make them reach completion. Make them read the Quran Sharif, understand the Quran Sharif, and make amal on the Quran Sharif and practice upon the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, gasht alim istimaat ko qubool farma. Madaris, masajid, khankao ko qubool farma. Whoever is doing the work of deen, as long as it is within the parameters of sharia, Ya Allah, bless them with progress in that work of deen. Bless all of us with ikhlas, my beloved Allah. Ikhlas ki daulat se mala mal kar de. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of both worlds. Oh, my beloved Allah, those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Surat-e-Mustaqeem. My beloved Allah, give the parents the tawfiq to give proper upbringing to the children and to throw out of their homes and lives all those things that are causing so much of corruption in the lives of the children. Oh, my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, throughout the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that ummah for whom he cried so much, that ummah which he loved so dearly, that ummah for whom he was stoned in Taif, his mubarak shoes get filled with his mubarak blood. Ya Allah, that beloved of yours, the greatest after you, he is being stoned by beloved Allah for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, for the sake of deen, how much of sacrifices. 3 solid years in Makkatul Mukarramah and Shaab ibn Abi Talib, he is boycotted and ostracized. The time comes when they have to chew the leaves of trees for survival. By beloved Allah, those little babies, nothing to give them to drink. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when he goes in sajda in the Haram Sharif, where we make tawaf with such ease and comfort, intestines of animals placed on his back. That Nabi of yours, who was so pak, so clean, Ya Allah, dirt and filth is put on his back. He and his companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu are beaten up in the Haram Sharif. They fall down unconscious. In Uhud, he is beaten up. Ya Allah, stones are thrown at him. His teeth are shattered. The pins of the helmet penetrate his jaws. He bleeds profusely. Ya Allah, how much he loved his ummah. When he is informed that an ummah for whom you were stoned, that ummah for whom you cried so much, the ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, the ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, a large part of the ummah, no salat in their lives, no zakat, no hajj and no fasting. My beloved Allah, when he is informed that ummah, even in Makkatul Mukarrama and in Madina Tayyiba, watching so much of filth on the television screens, so much of music, so much so that the cell phones are playing the musical tones right near the Rosa Mubarak. Ya Allah, shame, haya and modesty gone. How much of pain and injury it must be causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my beloved Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen. He was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. You are Kareem. He is Kareem. Ya Allah, overlook our shortcomings, weaknesses and faults. Ya Allah, overlook the weaknesses, the faults, the shortcomings of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah. Assist them and help them, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, in Palestine, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, India, Pakistan, America, which part of the world, my beloved Allah, the ummah is not suffering. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam are making a mockery of the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Vere Allah, we know that we are the major cause of the problems of the ummah. But my beloved Allah, make a decision of change for us tonight. Give hidayat to those enemies of Islam. Bless them with hidayat. It's not difficult for you, my Allah, to give them hidayat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala sets out with a sword to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you give him hidayat, and he sleeps in the Rosa Mubarak. My Allah, he becomes Amirul Mu'mineen. So many other Sahabas, you gave them hidayat. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu caused so much of problems for the Muslims in the battle of Uhud, but he becomes Saifullah. Ya Allah, then what is it difficult for you to give us hidayat and to give the enemies of Islam hidayat? But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar because they made up their minds they will never accept Islam and they will continue with the persecution, torture, tyranny, oppression and suppression and the mockery and ridicule and criticism of the ummah, then my beloved Allah, then use your hidden forces, your ghaibi forces, my Allah. We have failed, my Allah. Our Muslim countries have failed. Ya Allah, we have got no trust and no hope and no faith in these countries anymore that they will do anything for the sake of Islam. Ya Allah, now you use your ghaibi forces and change the conditions, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless the Muslim countries with good rulers, those who will establish Islam, my beloved Allah. But my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے جو بدر کا خدا تھا, آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے جو احد کا خدا تھا. Today you are the same Allah that was in the battle of احد and خندق, and at the time of فتح مکہ, and at the time of حنین, where Allah, no weakness has come in you. We have become weak. ہم کمزور ہو گئے, آپ تو کمزور نہیں ہوئے. Ya Allah, those who have made up their minds that they will never accept, then shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samud. Cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink, create division amongst the ranks. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. یا اللہ bless us with برکت in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives. یا اللہ ایک دن مرنا ہے, we have to die someday. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication or any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota, waha ke gulshano mein hamara bhi koi chaman hota. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. یا اللہ, let our bodies become a patch of the earth and the ground of جنت البقی. My beloved Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. All those who passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, give them the best of place in Jannatul Firdaus. Give sabre jameel and ajre azeem to their family members, kith and kin. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his 124,000 companions. Hajr-e-Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, Rukn-e-Yamani chu karke jo manga tha, and the duas that he made in the Mataf, and the duas that he made under the Mizab-e-Rahmat, and the duas that he made in the Hatim Sharif, and the duas that he made behind the Muqam-e-Ibrahim, and the duas that he made at the Multazam, and the duas that he made in Safa and Marwa. My beloved Allah, the du'as that he made in Muzdalif, in Mina, in Arafat, in Muzdalifah. In Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom, sinless Nabi extends his hand and prays. Zohar till Maghrib, my beloved Allah. Sinless, sinless. Begging for whom? Ya Allah, bless us with all the du'as that he made for. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the good wishes, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after the zikrullah. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the sicknesses, the diseases, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after taking your Mubarak name. My beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their difficulties, their pain, their suffering, their problems, their tests and their trials. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Mere Allah, hamari duaon ko qubool kar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ke sadqe mein qubool kar. Hum jaise bhi hai qubool kar. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.